The Supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness, and I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty wise.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam and peace to all of you who are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic is the Shia of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Inna fil jannati nahran laban. Inna fil jannati nahran.
Today, Thursday, is the 24th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Qisas, verses 41 to 42.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وجعلناهم أئمة يدعون إلى النار ويوم القيامة لا ينصرون.
And we made them leaders inviting to the fire, and on the day of resurrection they will not be helped.
وأتبعناهم في هذه الدنيا لعنة ويوم القيامة هم من المقبوحين.
And we caused to overtake them in this world a curse, and on the day of resurrection they will be of the despised.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This holy verse indicates that Allah set the people of Pharaoh as leaders who invited others to the hell, and on the hereafter day, no one will help them. Those who have ugly way of life in this world will have ugly face in the next world. Here the Quran has divided the leaders into two groups, the leaders of light and the leaders of fire. In the logic of the Quran, we have two kinds of leaders.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ
Our topic is, who are the Shia? Shia means a group of followers, and it occurs in the Quran many times and refers to the followers of the previous prophets, such as Prophet Abraham and Prophet Moses. Shia today refers to the followers of a particular school of Islamic thought, which is based on the teachings of the Prophet and his family, and sometimes it is referred to as the school of Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. While no schools of thought existed at the time of the Prophet Muhammad, he is still used to refer to a certain group of people as the Shia of Ali. The Prophet said, "The parable of Ali is like a tree in which I am the root. Ali is the branch, Hassan and Hussein are the fruits, and the Shia are the leaves."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain definitions and characteristics of typical Shi'i people as formulated by the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And at the same time, elsewhere, the sixth infallible Imam indicated it to his disciples and his companions. أُسِّكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَالْوَرَعِ فِي دِينِكُمْ وَالْإِجْتِهَادِ لِلَّهِ وَصِدْقِ الْحَدِيثِ وَأَدَاءُ الْأَمَانَةِ وَطُولُ السُّجُودِ وَحُسْنُ الْجِوَارِ فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ مِنْكُمْ إِذَا وَرَعَ فِي دِينِي وَصَدَقَ الْحَدِيثُ وَأَدَّى الْأَمَانَةَ وَحَسُنَ خُلُقُهُ مَعَ النَّاسِ قِيلَ هَذَا جَعْفَرِيٌّ فَيَسُرُّنِي ذَلِكَ وَيَدْخُلُ عَلَيَّ مِنْهُ السُّرُورُ وَقِيلَ هَذَا أَدَبُ جَعْفَرَ And it's a long hadith. It indicates that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam has recommended his companions, and by extension, all Shi'is, to consider and to observe religious piety, both in words and in deeds, and trying hard to obtain and to find out the religious rules, being truthful and being, confident when a deposit is placed with them, and to be kind to one's neighbors. It indicates that side by side with the merely religious aspect, the social aspect should also be considered.
Special topics for a special program.
You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Dear brothers and sisters, you are with today's special from IRIB English Radio, and now we get familiar more about the characteristics of a true Shia. Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, "Test our Shia during the time of the five daily Salah. How do they protect them, the Salat? And also test our Shia in relation to our Ahlul Bayt secrets. How do they protect them in relation to our enemies? And also test our Shia in relation to their money and wealth. How do they spend it among their fellow brothers?" The meaning of protection of the secrets is to safeguard the status and rank of Ahlul Bayt. By this, we mean that the rank which Ahlul Bayt possess must not be spoken about while in the presence of their enemies who do not believe in them, things such as their power and jurisdiction by the permission of Allah over the universe, miracles, and knowledge of the unseen which they possess, since these things are nothing other than the secrets of these noble personalities. In regards to this, sometimes we see that one person resort to ghuluf, that means exaggeration of the greatness of the Ahlul Bayt, and this act is very dangerous. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. This is a newly part, as you know. We have in every episode, in every part of today's special from IRIB English Radio, this part comes to you entitled Life Lesson. Today, Role of the Pen. Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "I have not seen any weeper nicely smiling like a pen. The pen divulges the feelings and interprets the wisdom of men. The pen is founder of civilizations and rotates the wheels of society. The pen conveys the worries and pain of men through its continuous weeping. It can at the same time brighten the landscape with its smile when it touches upon life's beauty and love, desire for life and its mysteries. But it is regretful that when this pen is in hand of an incompetent person, its tears will change to drops of blood, and its smile is a sneaker on the outmost human credits."
I'm a Shia because my view of the companions is in line with the Quran. The Quran tells you there are two companions. Minhum man yuridu dunya wa minhum man yuridu al-akhirah. Isn't this the word of God? Allah says there are two companions. The first group are those who want dunya, this world. And then there are those who want the akhirah. My dear brothers and sisters, if the Quran is telling me there are companions who want dunya, should I follow people who want dunya? I'm a Shia because that's what I learned from the Quran. Follow the companions who take you to Allah because they want the akhirah. Not the companions who wanted the dunya and they were hypocrites according to the Quran. I'm a Shia because my view is reflected by the Quran. What do other schools of thought tell you? Other schools of thought, they tell you no. Any one of them that you follow, you'll be guided. They're all good. They're all just. That's not compatible with the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran rebukes many of them. أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ عَقَابِكُمْ. You companions, if the Prophet dies or is killed, you fall back on your heels? I would not follow someone who will fall back on their heels. That is why I'm a Shia, my dear brothers and sisters. We need to know our belief system and have yaqeen over it. I'm a Shia because when I look at my salah, I see my salah is the most beautiful, complete salah that you'll ever see. I stand before Allah with my hands down to show my full submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seriously, just look at the way we stand in our salah. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi praying. How do you visualize him praying? Standing as a slave, lowering his head, and his hands are to his sides. My salah is the one that teaches me when you do sujood to worship God, do sujood on something people don't worship. And Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam teaches you, people worship food and people worship clothing. Isn't it so? We spend billions of dollars on our stomach and our clothing. The Imam says Allah wants you to prostrate on the earth, on the dust, because you want to show your full humility to Allah. You don't want to prostrate on anything that the people of dunya worship. That's the beautiful prayer. With my prayer after Surah Al-Fatiha, we recite a full chapter. You know where's the beauty in that? Every chapter in the Quran is a complete chapter. Which one indicates more respect for an author? If you read part of the chapter and you leave, or you read the entire chapter, which one's more effective? In my school of thought, I recite a full chapter, showing more concern and more respect to the Holy Quran, because I recite an entire chapter benefiting from an entire chapter. I am a Shia, my dear brothers and sisters, because my school of thought teaches me who the wasila is. You know how Allah starts creation of the human being? After Allah creates Adam, what does He command the angels to do? What does He command them to do? He commands them to prostrate to who? To who? To Adam, right? Doesn't Allah command the angels to prostrate to Adam? Now, according to these other schools of thought, no, that's shirk. What do you mean? Prostrate to Adam. That's what the Quran says. The only one who refused was Iblis. Iblis said, no, Allah, I won't prostrate to Adam. I'll prostrate only to you. Allah kicked him out. Allah says, I have a wasila. There's a path. Now that I created Adam, you come to me through Adam. He's my prophet. He's my khalifa. Show him respect. Take him as the wasila. Then I'll accept your worship. All the angels accepted, except Iblis. He's the one who did not accept. My theology in shafa'a and in wasila is the closest to the Holy Quran. Is in line with how even the human being started.
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we will speak more about this interesting topic, and that is, who is a true Shia? Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. So may Allah bless all of you, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Salam, and let us begin the day with a brief but beautiful piece of advice from Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, the sixth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, on the eve of his martyrdom anniversary. Sleep little at night and speak little in day. The less thankful organs are the eye and the tongue.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a beautiful tradition. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our listeners on this most grave and sad day, which is the martyrdom of the sixth Imam of the family of the household of the Prophet, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and tradition, which has been narrated from one of the rawis and transmitters of hadith, Muhammad ibn Ziyad al-Azudi, regarding the character and nobility of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Muhammad ibn Ziyad al-Azudi narrates the following. I heard Malik ibn Anas, the jurist of Medina, say the following. I used to go to visit Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Malik ibn Anas, the famous jurist of Medina, he says, I would go visit Imam Sadiq, and he would place a cushion for me and respect me, right? Wouldn't allow me to rest my back on the door, rather, he'd place a cushion behind my back so that, you know, my back wouldn't hurt, out of respect for me. In continuation, Malik ibn Anas says, Imam Sadiq would tell me the following, Malik, indeed I like you. Inni uhibbuk, I love you or I like you. Malik says, I would be pleased with this comment and would praise Allah for it. I would become happy at this and I would praise Allah and thank Allah that, you know, Imam Sadiq loved me. Malik continues and says the following about the character and the nobility and the good traits of Imam Sadiq. He was a man always disposed to one of three states, meaning I always saw him, whenever I saw him in one of three situations, in one of three states. Either he was fasting, either he was in a state of fasting, or praying, or he was praying, you know, performing the salat, or engaged in Allah's remembrance, imma sa'iman wa imma qa'iman wa imma dhakiran. I never saw him outside of any of these three states. Of course, this doesn't mean that he might have been in a state in which all of these were combined together. Obviously, because praying, we are also remembering God. Or he could have been praying while he was fasting as well. But the point of the hadith is that the Imam wasn't in a state in which he was not doing any one of these three things. In continuation, he says he was amongst the greatest worshippers, the greatest of abstemious people who fear Allah. Right? One of the greatest zuhad or abstemious people who feared Allah. He narrated many prophetic traditions. Right? He narrated many traditions and hadiths from the Holy Prophet. Was sociable and friendly to sit with. Right? He would, when we sat with him, he was very friendly and nice to us. And had much for us to benefit from. Kathirul fawaid, meaning the benefits that we obtained from him, the lessons we learned from him, were much. This was the character and nobility of Imam Sadiq, whose martyrdom is today, in the words of Malik ibn Anas. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the character of Imam Sadiq in the words of Malik ibn Anas. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعجل فرج محمد وعجل فرج.
Okay, welcome back. Now, inshallah, our students here will recite one ayah, each of them. We will listen to them, okay? So we start with Hussein Musa, please. The next ayah 10, all right? يَقُولُونَ Surah Nazi'at. If you are new with us, Surah Nazi'at. If you have joined us newly, ayah 10 of Surah Nazi'at, page 583, chapter 30 of the Quran Karim. So Hussein Musa, ayah 10, please. أعوذ بالله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة.
Okay, so was there any mistake with this?
No.
There was no mistake. Okay, but there was one thing, okay? No, that was correct. Read it again, one more time. Pay attention.
يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة.
Oh, he fixed the mistake.
Yes.
The mistake was at marduduna. He didn't prolong the sound of u. Marduduna, he said the first time. But the second time you fixed it. Yaquluna a'inna.
Yaquluna a'inna.
Lamarduduna fil hafirah.
لَمَرْدُودُونَ فِي الْحَافِرَةِ
يَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَمَرْدُودُونَ فِي الْحَافِرَةِ
يَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَمَرْدُودُونَ فِي الْحَافِرَةِ
Okay, thank you. Next ayah, Muhammad Yahya, please.
Okay.
Ayah 11, right?
Yes.
Go on.
أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِذَامًا نَخِرَةً
Okay, so was there any mistake?
Yes.
Okay, where was the mistake?
Instead of the, he said the.
The, yes.
The. He said so. عِذَامًا.
Oh, it's عِذَامًا. The, okay, it's close to the, but because it has an elevating attribute, so you have to say wa. That's why it becomes different at that there, okay?
الله.
It is pronounced different. So how do you say عظاما نخرة
إذا من نخرة
Again, the whole line عظاما
إذا كنا عظاما نخرة
إذا كنا عظاما نخرة عظاما نخرة Okay, everyone, now repeat after me.
Translate it would be beans, great. Not bones.
Yeah.
You said beans.
Oh, that's
We're not talking about the food beans. We're talking about the bones.
Okay. So that was... Look how that meaning changes when you pronounce it wrongly. I told you at the very first day of our class, yes? So you have to be
but
careful
here,
about...
I say a law.
So that's good. If you say it, that's good. Then no one hurt you like that. So... أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرَةً
أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرَةً
ما شاء الله Next one مهدي Please recite the next ayah Ayah 12
قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ
ما شاء الله قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ
قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة
راح ما شاء الله great thank you من حسين the next ayah
فإنما هي زجرة واحدة
okay was there any mistake
زجرة
واحدة زجرة إن شاء الله you'll study in level 3 that's okay but you can apply it here yes it's easy زجرة Ra, okay, zaj, ra. Okay, go on. Zaj, qalqala.
Zaj, ra.
Yeah, zaj, ra. No, do not prolong the sound. Just a fatha, but ra. Heavy sound, okay, a sound, but so short.
Zaj, ra.
Yeah, zaj, ra.
Zaj, ra.
Do you say rabbit?
Rabbit.
That's it, that's the ra sound.
Zaj, ra.
Okay, fa'idha. فإنما
هي زجرة واحدة.
Do not prolong the sound of ra. Just
no.
Look
when
short.
I say زجرة the ra itself makes bigger.
Look me. This way. Listen to me. راتون. Ah, that's it. The same. Okay. فإنما هي زجرة واحدة. Say it.
فإنما هي زجرة واحدة.
Okay, now join tun the nun sound with waw, it changes to waw. فإنما هي زجرة واحدة.
فإنما هي زجرة واحدة.
أحسن. ما شاء الله.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. as much as possible.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So the next ayah, again, Hussein Musa, please.
And then me, then you had Jafari.
فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ
أحسن. فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ
Okay, now it's my turn.
Great. At the end of the ayah, because we have tanween, we have like the ta marbuta, so it changes to ha simply. And the harakat, whatever the harakat is, whatever the tanween is, okay, it changes to sukun. فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ
فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ
Okay, Mahdi.
هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى
أحسن. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى Okay, مُوسَى, that's great, sound. Okay, the next ayah please, Muhammad Yahya.
إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى
قُوَى We... Okay, was there any mistake or no?
He said تُوَى and then said قُوَى
No, he fixed that one. There was another mistake. We studied something called إِشْبَاعُهَا إِلَى الضَّمِيرِ
Oh, yeah, I
like
forgot.
Prolonging the sound of ha.
Oh, إِذْ نَادَاهُ
إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ This way. رَبُّهُ Look, there is a small, a baby wall there.
It's
not. Didn't you see that?
No, it was really small.
Okay, you really need to
because it's a
to
baby.
Borrow my eyes, okay, or my glasses then. So, go on, read it now. Did you get the mistake?
Yes.
Fix it now, okay? طُوَى مُقَدَّسِ طُوَى That's alif maqsura طُوَى تَنْوِين فَتْحَ changes to alif maddi.
Yeah.
Go on.
إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى
This has 100 more. Thank you. So, Min al-Husayn, the next ayah. Ayah 17.
اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Remember that if ra has a kasra before that and it's ساكين, the ra ساكين before فتحة, you were like elevating the ra sound, yes? But if ra has a kasra before it, and ra is sakin, lowering sound, okay? اذهب إلى فر, فر, look, فر, you do not say فر. Why? Because it has a kasra before it. If it was fatha, you would say فر. But here, فر.
اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى.
The sample, or the normal ra sound, فرعون. Read it again one more time.
اذهب إلى فرعون فرعون إنه طغى
طغى أحسن thank you ما شاء الله حسين موسى
فقل هل لك إلى أن تزكى
أحسن فقل هل لك إلى أن تزكى right so repeat after me فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَزَكَّى
فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَزَكَّى
أحسن ما شاء الله Next ayah Mahdi please
وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى
أحسن
وأهديك إلى ربك فتخشى
وأهديك إلى ربك فتخشى
ما شاء الله محمد يحيى the next آية
فأراه الآية الكبرى
أحسن
فأراه الآية الكبرى
فأراه الآية الكبرى
أحسن أحسن ما شاء الله من هلا شيء
فكذب وعصى
okay great فكذب وعصى
فكذب وعصى
أحسن next آية حسين موسى please read this آية then we will recite together okay
ثم أدبر يسعى
أحسن
يقولون إنا لمردودون في الحافرة فإذا كنا عظاما نخرة قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة فإنما هي زجرة واحدة فإذا هم بالساهرة هل أتاك حديث موسى إذ ناداه ربه بالواد المقدس طوى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقل هل لك إلى تزكى وأهديك إلى ربك فتخشى فأراه الآية الكبرى فكذب وعصى ثم أدبر يسعى
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. We finished the session as well. Thanks to Allah Almighty. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. And besides, thanks to you, students of Sevier International School. And thanks to me. Myself. Yes, also. Thank you so much for to those who help us hold this kind of sessions. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Stay with us with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammadin.
Let's Recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
This is Back to Reality. Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, and I am your host, Zainab Askari. In this program, we do a roundtable discussion on the very interesting topics, and today also we're going to discuss one of the very interesting topics with two of the very special guests. I have with me Siddique on my left side and Fatima on my right side. I would want you guys to introduce yourself. Let's start from Fatima.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullah. My name is Fatima Peabody. I'm from Southern California, U.S. I've been here in Qom this time a little over 5 years. I studied a little bit at Jamatul Zahra Hawza. Since then, I'm just teaching a little bit of English conversation classes here and there and just attending lectures and my own kind of self-study, enjoying the Qom life.
Well, thank you, Fatima. Nice to meet you.
How are you,
Sadiqa? Let's know something about you, too.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Sadiqa. I am from the UK, specifically London. And I've been in Qom as well for around 5 to 6 years now. And I study in Bint al-Huda. My field of specialization is Fiqh and Usul, which basically deals with jurisprudence, the nitty-gritty of how the rules are derived.
True. It's so nice to meet both of you.
Thank you.
Depression, sadness, not being well. Don't you think that has become a part of life today? To be sad, to feel heavy, to feel depressed. I would like to start from Sadiqa.
Yes, so feeling sad, a person goes through fluctuations in their life. So there may be times when they temporarily feel sad, and that's just normal, right? We're human beings with huge emotions, and we need to learn how to control those emotions. But for a person to feel this continuously, it is not very safe for their physical health or for their mental health. So if you're feeling sad and depressed constantly and you don't feel a way out, first suggestion is, you see, there might be many reasons why people feel sad, especially some women might go through a phase like postpartum depression. After they have had a child, they go through a phase of depression. Or some people might have had, you know, loss in the family, grief, extreme stress, and they go through bouts of depression. First, please consult your doctors, right? Your doctor is the best person to advise you how to get through it. Going for counseling, going for counseling does not make you a weak person.
Mm-hmm.
All it allows you is to express your emotions and then learn how to handle them.
True.
To get to the root cause of your depression, your anxiety. And that allows you to, once your mental health is sorted, your physical health will start to improve. So that's for the first. Islam has a few advice on how to get through depression, how to get through. The first thing is, know that the mercy of Allah is always there.
Wow.
When a person is going through depression, they forget this, right? They forget that God is there. They forget that Allah's mercy is there. Because all around them, they feel everyone's being unfair to them.
True.
So they start to project this on Allah. But you can't project a human being's feelings to Allah. Allah is Allah. Yeah. Right? Allah will always be merciful. And the way He introduces Himself at the start of every surah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim.
Right.
He could have said any, used any of His other attributes, but He chose Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. And we know one of them is for
having
everyone.
Having so many thousands of attributes, He chose
only these two. Sure. The start of every surah.
The
mercy is always there. It's us having to just sort of take a few steps to connect with that mercy,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's not always easy. Believe me, I have been through very long years of anxiety and depression. But you have to just understand that Allah is there, whether you like it or not. He's going to be there and He's waiting there, ready to give you His mercy.
Call upon me and I'll
call upon
respond.
Me and I will answer you. And if you do not call upon me, you are of the ignorant, arrogant ones.
True.
Allah is telling you, call upon me, I'm there for you. That's one. Another verse.
And not everyone tells you that. You know, not everyone is there. Maybe people say that, but they are not there. But Allah is the one who's actually there all the time in all your darks and in all your good times.
Every time. Another point is that I had Allah bi dhikr Allah tatma'innu al-qulub. Surely in the dhikr of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find rest. Now, when a person is going through anxiety and depression, sometimes that stage of sitting with the tasbih is very difficult because of feeling very, very spiritually low. It's okay to feel spiritually low. It doesn't define you as a person at that stage. You are definitely going through a mental health issue. Do not allow your spiritual state at this point to define you.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is just have a conversation with Allah. You don't have to sit and cry. Just have a conversation as you would with your best friend. What got me through my worst times was tawassul to Imam Mahdi.
Wow. You the tawassul to the imam of your time.
Yes, to the imam of the time. And there's a 2-rakat prayer that is there, even if you recite any 2 units of prayers, and just have a conversation. Other people have different methods. I had my methods. So in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find rest. However you want to connect to Allah, connect. It's okay. It's okay to feel low. It's okay, but it's not okay to allow it to overcome your life.
Yeah.
And then a third point, and I won't go too much because it would take up too much time. And this is something I read. I'm not going to say there are a lot of studies. There are a few studies that have been conducted on this issue, and it's cedar leaves. I think in English it's called jujube. So jujube leaves are, if you take water with jujube leaves and wash it over your head or put it over your head, it starts to calm a person down.
Mm-hmm.
Some recommend having this type of tea. It aids in relaxation. Again, consult with your doctors, but these are a few, very, very, very few.
All right. Points. These are very few methods to
there
overcome
are quite a
depression.
Few.
Right.
The books of du'as are filled with
how
du'as.
To overcome that. Yeah.
Yeah, on how to overcome.
Well, we'll continue the discussion. I'll talk to Fatima as well, but here we need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. And we are discussing about sadness, feeling heavy, or being depressed. Fatima, have you ever felt depressed or very sad or like very heavy, like I'm done with this now?
I think everybody goes through that sometimes, some people more severe than others. And I think it seems, I mean, I know the brothers, men also go through it in different ways, but I think for women, I know more, we go through different hormonal changes, especially after 40. And as she said, maybe the postpartum depression and just different things, or those who have gone through divorce is very traumatic, and just different hardships in life, it can make you feel like very sad and depressed. But I think there's a difference, obviously, between feeling sad and depressed sometimes versus all the time. And, you know, you really need to, I think, as she said, definitely consult a counselor. And I think there's a lot of issues in these cultures, definitely here in the culture here. I've talked to so many Iranian sisters here. I'm friends with them and trying to understand the culture here, because I was raised kind of like a mixed up culture. True. So I'm always trying to learn more so I don't offend people, and like just to understand my environment here. And it's really, really a lot of the families here, unfortunately, even up till now, is kind of the old way in the U.S. It's kind of in the past, they kind of thought more like that. Nowadays in the U.S., most of the people are going for counseling, getting therapy. It's like it doesn't make you weaker or like you're really mentally sick. Counseling can just help anybody. I think most people definitely can benefit from it no matter what, even if they're not feeling sad. It can help you in the self-improvement, self-building, you know. So I think that's a thing to consult with the counselor if you're really, really feeling that. And then also, of course, all of the du'as, all of the thing. And I love this. I don't know much about it still, but I love this tip, Bisunatiya Islami. I know it's like such a vast thing. There's so many different herbal remedies and the Islamic medicine, different from the Western homeopathy herbal thing. And in California, everybody's crazy for the Chinese medicine. I think it's also different from that. So I love these things, these natural things. If you're in the West with the Chinese medicine
more
thing,
natural.
And over here the traditional Islamic, you can consult some of these doctors. It should be a real qualified traditional Islamic medicine doctor, and looking into these natural remedies and just the du'as and the, you know, I think visiting for the ziyarah. For me, the ziyarah helps. I mean, after I went I've been twice, alhamdulillah, to Iraq, just connecting there because I hadn't gone ever. Going there and just connecting with Imam Hussein al-Islam,
isn't that
nothing
miraculous?
Else like this helped
isn't
me.
That
yeah,
miraculous?
This helped me. Like I was so much worse before I went there compared to after. So that really helps with the connecting with Ahlul
Bayt.
As
if you get some new
Imam
life.
Zaman al-Islam for sure. I think all these things help. And then I think definitely having a very healthy diet, exercising. I know a lot more. I was happy to see a lot more sisters, it seems like, are going to the gym regularly that maybe wouldn't have before, you know, or even just exercising at home if you can, taking walks, you know, taking care of your physical body, eating well, healthy, exercising. And I think if you're blessed with a compatible, good marriage situation, all of these things, you know,
true.
I think it really helps out. Yeah.
They do play an important part. Well, we talked about that everyone is sad or sometimes feels heavy and feels depressed. And there are different ways, like we, like Siddika very beautifully explained the Islamic ways. And you too
explained. Sorry, and I forgot to say last thing, having good friends. I think everyone needs a circle of good friends. Yeah, that really helps, yeah.
Having a circle of good friends as well. Having a circle of good friends, and we need to have someone in the family as well. Don't you think, like, there are certain diseases that women go through, like you said, Fatima, that there are hormonal changes that women go through, and men need to be aware of that. I mean, we have premenstrual syndrome, we have PMS, about which hardly men know. Don't you think there should be some awareness about this, that guys relax, if the woman is not feeling nice right now, she's just going through some kind of, she's not acting normal. There might be some changes in our body. Don't you think men need to play a role over here? Then friends, like friends come afterwards, obviously. But there are some people in the family who need to understand that there might be some hormonal issues with the body, who need to know her body.
So alhamdulillah, my husband was blessed with a very good teacher who actually told them once in one of their classes, is like, look, women go through this state. It's very difficult on them. Be kind to them at home. Yes. If your husband's not been told, he's not been raised awareness. Marriage is such a beautiful relationship. It's you know, it's a very close relationship between two individuals. If we can talk to our partners, like before, I used to warn my husband a week in advance. I'm like, look, they're going to start. You know, just chill
usually
out.
Usually they know after a few years. Okay, it's coming.
So they just chill out. You know, I'm going to feel really upset. But if we create that conversation and if we create the environment at home where we can understand the opposite person, we can understand our partner, because men have their own stages in life where they go through bad times. But if we're there to support each other rather than a me versus you,
yeah,
it's like me you with said, you.
Yeah.
Right? So if we create the environment supporting in the house.
And that's so nice. You know, she said me versus you should be avoided and me with you should actually be, you know, encouraged. That was so nice.
Yeah, I think that especially those that are that want to get married and they don't know as much, they should definitely, their elders and different people, if they have access to scholars, if not, their family members should let them know and tell them, because I think it will prevent a lot of future divorces if they understand how the woman is.
We'll be back after a short while.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
In the time of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, there was a man who came to Prophet and told him, like, whenever I go to home, my wife tells me, oh, why are you depressed? Why are you stressed? If you are stressed for this world, I wish that your stress should increase for that world. If it's for that world here, if it's for the hereafter, I wish an increase in your stress. But if it's for this world, I want you to like change it. Like, I wish your stress get reduced. And Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, says that this woman is definitely from the havens that you have been blessed with. So conversations are very important. Understanding each other is very important. You said me versus you should be discouraged, and me with you should actually be the thing that should be encouraged. And we also have towards the end of the Dua Kamal that his name is the medicine, and his zikr, reciting his name again, is the shifa, the medicine and cure from every depression, every kind of feeling lowness, is his name, reciting his name, and it really helps. It's really, really something that